helping each other heal. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The words of Buffalo, New York Mayor Byron Brown during a ceremony to mark 1 week after the mass shooting at a supermarket.
Last Saturday was a beautiful, warm, sunny day. That beauty was shattered when a hate-filled, racist outsider came into our city and took the lives of 10 innocent community members and wounded 3 others. Today, we remember the precious lives lost.
The teenage suspect remains in custody. Police in Goshen, Indiana say 2 people are dead and 3 others severely injured after a shooting at a home in the city in Elkhart County, southeast of South Bend. Police say the shooting was targeted and there appears to be no threat to the community. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff speaking to graduating cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
General Mark Milley told the approximately 1,000 graduates that they are becoming newly commissioned lieutenants in a time of fundamental change and unique challenge for America, the likes of which have not been seen since the end of World War II.
It will be your generation that will carry the burden and shoulder the responsibility to maintain the peace.
Milley specifically singled out Russia and China as examples of those who want to upset and change the current world order. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The Biden administration is appealing a federal judge's decision to block the administration from lifting Title 42. But opponents like Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd urge the White House to reconsider.
When President Trump implemented the migrant protection protocols or remain in Mexico, it was like a light switch. Within just 2 weeks, we saw astronomical drops in illegal immigration. We dropped all the way to 45-year lows.
The CDC planned to lift Title 42 on Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In South Korea, President Biden participated in a wreath-laying ceremony in Seoul, standing alongside that country's president. Both men paying respect to veterans who died defending the Republic of Korea, including those who fought alongside U.S. forces in the Korean War. SpaceX has another launch coming up next week as its competitor in government-contracted spaceflight conducts a successful test. Fox's Evan Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
Elon Musk's SpaceX this week will be launching another of its rockets to deliver a cluster of micro and nano satellites, meaning they're small, to a sun-synchronous orbit. It's another government contract launch for SpaceX, which already does work for NASA as the transporter of both cargo and crews to and from the International Space Station. Just last week, Boeing's Starliner successfully launched in a test mission. They're the second contractor NASA will use for crew transport. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Boeing Starliner capsule docked at the International Space Station. Several Kansas teens are facing the possibility of being tried as adults following a deadly shooting. Fox's Tom Graham explains.
6 young teenagers are accused of shooting and killing a 19-year-old man at a park near Kansas City. The Johnson County District Attorney's Office wants to try 4 of them, who are 14 years old, as adults. The other two suspects are 13 and cannot be tried as adults under state law. Marco Cardino died in his car last Saturday in Olathe. Authorities say the shooting was the result of a marijuana purchase that, quote, went horribly wrong, unquote. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.